Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Hunter Taylor.
And you are with
Parkway Playhouse.
So how are things going at the Parkway Playhouse?
Everything's going great. We just opened up the sixth show of our main stage season, Dark of the Moon, and that is our last show of the main stage this year. So things are winding down for our general summer season, but the winter season's picked right up. We're in rehearsals for Elf Jr., so that's going to be really fun.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Hard to believe we're already to the final main stage performance for the year, but that's where we are. What's the name of it?
Yes, it is a play called Darker the Moon. It's one of the requests that we had. We did a poll last year, and we polled our audience members about what they would like to see most. And this is one of the winners. So this is brought to you directly from you. So it's
so
really nice.
Cool. Tell me about it.
Yes, so it's set in the mountains of Appalachia, so some of you should be familiar with that. It's sort of a supernatural tale. It's based off the Ballad of Barbara Allen, the old folk song.
Mm-hmm.
We have characters such as Barbara Allen herself, and you have supernatural creatures. You have witches and conjure women, conjure men, a pretty intense preacher, which is played wonderfully by John Jellicorse. And the lead character, his name is John, and he is a witch boy, and he's sort of going in between his two worlds of being a witch and in human form. It's a really interesting tale. It has lots of hymns which you recognize, some old folk songs. It's a massive, massive cast. I think it's our biggest one that we've had this season. And with lots of familiar faces, Roberta Whiteside, Elisa Bryant, Ron Powell's doing the music. It's a really nice crew we've got up.
With that many people and all that involved, it's quite a production.
Oh, yes, it is. We have a mountain on stage. It's really, really something special. The costumes are ridiculous. They're amazing. They're actually designed by Christine Caldemeyer, who you probably all saw in Amelie. She was Amelie, so she's a jack of all trades. Yeah, and this production is directed by Jenny Martin, who teaches at ECNC Middle, and she always does great, great work. So it's something really special. Opening weekend was a really big hit with audiences, and it's just a really nice community show. A lot of people from Burnsville, so you recognize most people on stage. It's a really good one.
Well, that sounds like it will be. When's it going to be available for us to see some more?
We will be resuming performances this weekend on Friday. We have performances the 27th and the 28th, and then a matinee on the 29th at 3 p.m. There's a talk back afterward with the cast and some of the creative team, so be sure to stay for that. And then following weekend, the two closing performances, and that's going to be October 4th and 5th at 7:30, both of those. And then that will wrap up the main stage season for 2019.
It really has been a good season this year, hasn't it?
It's been a really wonderful season. All the shows were massive hits. Everyone had a great time, a really successful internship program, great junior program. It's been a really, really nice season, and it's been my first trip around the sun at this point, so it's been a good year for me, which is really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, that's cool. It has been a year, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you have any part in Dark of the Moon?
I do the social media and marketing.
You're
for all the
that
shows.
Part of it, yeah.
Yes, but after The Humans, I was like, I need a moment to breathe. But I'm going in full force for Elf Jr. So
you'll be a part of the, and
for
that's
sure.
The junior performance.
Yes, that's our fall junior performance. That's going to be in the beginning of December.
Beginning of December. Well, that sounds wonderful. Well, we look forward to hearing about everything going on. Come back and see us when you can.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you to our guest today, Hunter Taylor of Parkway Playhouse. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.